on FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. It's Joanna Earle.
Thousands of junior doctors across England are on strike this lunchtime in protest at proposed new contracts. Kieran's at the picket line outside Medway Maritime Hospital in Gillingham for KMFM.
Well, the action today means routine appointments have been cancelled and only emergency care will be offered until 8 tomorrow morning. As you say, junior doctors aren't happy about new contracts being proposed by the government. James is a doctor here and has joined the walkout.
What the government is proposing is absolutely ridiculous. I can tell you, having spent 72 hours in hospital this weekend, not going home, it's unsafe and unfair what they're proposing.
More than a dozen members of staff are currently at the picket line here. Demos are also taking place at Darent Valley, Maidstone, Tunbridge Wells, Ashford's William Harvey and the QEQM in Margate. We've been told senior doctors have been brought in to make sure things run as smoothly as possible. And Rainsbury from NHS England's in charge of making sure backup plans are in place.
There'll be consultants that are providing cover. There are also other doctors who aren't doctors in training who'll be providing cover, and there may be some junior doctors who decide for them they don't wish to strike and they may attend.
Kim Bronger is a patient in Medway. She says she's in full support of the action.
I just think it's about time they were given some rights. I mean, you know, they get into trouble if they cause any mistakes, and they're trying to make them work too many hours as it is and putting it up. It's just ridiculous.
The strike is due to end at 8 tomorrow morning.
KMFM News.
Four members of staff have been sacked at a youth custody centre in Kent following an undercover documentary. Shocking footage broadcast on Panorama last night showed teenagers being restrained by staff at the Medway Secure Training Centre in Rochester. Investigations are now underway. G4S, which runs the site, have apologised. The boyfriend of former EastEnders actress Cyan Blake has appeared in court in Ghana and been charged with murder. UK authorities have applied for Arthur Simpson Kent's extradition. Cyan's body and those of the couple's two sons were found at their home in Erith last week.
KMFM News.
It's emerged 56 women and girls are thought to have fled the UK to Syria last year. Counter-terrorism officers say they're deeply concerned about the number of cases. They've released a video featuring Syrian refugees telling their experiences of life in their home country. Deputy Assistant Commissioner Helen Ball hopes it'll make young women stop and think.
They're unaware of the dangers they face when they get there and the reality of living in a war-torn country. They're unaware that they may not be able to return to their families, and they leave behind devastated friends and families.
An investigation's underway following a crash in Faversham, which has left a man in hospital with serious injuries. He was flown to a London hospital after a Corsa and lorry were involved in a collision on the A251 yesterday morning. Police have released an e-fit of a man they want to speak to after another man was reportedly seriously assaulted at a Margate bar. The victim claims he was targeted in the Kabay nightclub in Marine Gardens in the early hours of New Year's Day and had to be treated in hospital for facial injuries. We've tweeted the image via at KMFM News.
KMFM News.
We're being encouraged to try and help improve literacy levels in Medway by listening to children read. Beanstalk have launched a campaign to find volunteers after it was discovered one in six children were leaving primary school unable to read to the expected standard. The charity is going to be at Hempstead Valley Shopping Centre this afternoon. Maylou Benson-Wheeler's from the organisation.
For us, it's also a really positive opportunity to get members of the community in to support Medway schools. There has been a lot of issues, and so far we've had fantastic feedback both from reading helpers themselves and from the schools, and it's all really, really good thing.
And fans have been laying flowers at David Bowie's former homes in South London, Berlin and New York following the shock news of his death at the age of 69. The singer had cancer but had kept it secret. In Brixton, an impromptu street party took place last night with many singing their favourite songs. Others gathered at Bowie's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in Los Angeles.
He was my hero from childhood. He was amazing artist to the end.
He was an idol. He was a star. He transformed 80s music. This is the day that music died. He was the most influential besides the Beatles.
KMFM Sport.
England's cricketers have been given a boost ahead of the third test with South Africa in Johannesburg on Thursday. Batsman Nick Compton is expected to be fit after recovering from a stomach illness. He scored 194 runs in the series so far. That's the latest Knicks updates at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.